right? Mm-hmm. And it's always interesting, too, because I think that, again, our discussions of academics, academia, mm-hmm. learning, mm-hmm. teaching are myriad. And as I come to mind is about those of us that are illiterate, mm-hmm. that are mm-hmm. That, mm-hmm. that cannot read, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. what kind of or English as a second language,
right?
What kind of obstacle that puts in the process of learning for a child?
Right.
How could you, or how could you see how this system of learning might help folks or that like that?
Definitely, in terms of this book seeks to encourage parents to be involved and engaged in their child's education. I remember sitting down at a teacher meeting, parent-teacher meeting, with a Spanish family. And the mother couldn't speak English, but she was there. And the son was interpreting. The son was interpreting for both the mother and the father. And I would pause for a moment, and we had another counselor sitting there as well, who was also spoke Spanish and English, bilingual. And so it's this kind of engagement in terms of getting involved. And the degree of involvement in a child's education can vary.
Right.
Okay? And some parents are able to
be present.
So
there's no excuses.
Right.
There's just no excuses.
Right. Some parents can make sure that their child, every parent needs to make sure that their child has an environment at home where they can study, okay, and complete work and reflect.
They say that if kids see their parents reading, they're more inclined to read.
Right.
And we want to, again, embrace you, make sure people get a hold of you. Mm-hmm. We think it's so important that your kind of educational process be one of the building blocks of education in our community, mm-hmm. And we welcome you. Another part says, here's, again, me, you read me again, I don't need any help, I can do this all on my own.
Once again, that was me. I thought that I could actually do things on my own. And I think as a community, we need to get away from that because it's completely impossible to think that we don't ever need help from anyone. At some point, we developed into adults because someone taught us. So it's just simply not possible to think that there's never a time where we would need to tap into other resources. So again, it's important for us to model that as parents. We first have to internalize that and understand that mm-hmm. in order to engage our children, we have to learn how to partner. We have to learn how to tap into other resources that are beneficial to us. Of course, we have to be selective with that as parents, mm-hmm. but there are resources out there, and if we want our children to see the benefit of being resourceful, we mm-hmm. have to be resourceful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the final, one of the final chapters was, what does this stuff have to do with anything anyway?
Mm-hmm. That's the challenge in education today. Is helping children to see the connection between what they're learning in school and how that translates in helping them to become productive, able citizens in society, able to take care of themselves, to work, establish a career, and make a contribution to society. And we can do that as parents because we're out, we're working, we're experienced. Whether we're working or not, we're still experienced with life, and we know people who are also experienced. And we can engage our children in conversations about how whatever they're learning, whether it's math or English or history, is related and connected. We can ask the teachers, what kind of assignments do you have? And if you're looking at your child's binder, you can see for yourself whether the teacher is making an attempt to connect the curriculum to outside of the classroom to what's happening out there in the real world. So.
I said in this, hey, you know, you're going to have you come back. You have both of you come back, first of all. I think this is a conversation that we want to continue. We want to partner with you and because we think that learning is lifelong. And anyone in our community that can help us learn the process of learning, we need to do better. I promise that I would let your wife, Nika,
okay,
say the final word. Final word.
Parents. No matter what your circumstances, no matter where you are, there is something you can do. we talk about academic success, but the habits that we talk about in this book are habits that any child needs to have in order to be successful in life. When we say, when we're talking about how to help your child achieve academic success, we're talking about how to help your child become successful as a lifelong learner. Learning happens not just in the schools, in the academic setting. Learning happens in the home. Mm-hmm. Learning happens in the community. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we remember as parents, we need to model all of these habits before mm-hmm. our children.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in the final words of the book, it says, is your child failing to perform at his or her optimum level in school? Have you had the benefit of a series of fruitful conversations with a teacher about your child's study skills and academic performance? Would you like to gain more clarity on how to help your child excel? Well, this is the book for you. We want to thank both Mr. and Mrs. Harrison for coming on. We want to thank them for their high insight and bringing a light to a very, very dark world. If vision is our seeing things and seeing them, both of you are visionaries. I want to thank you both for coming on, sharing the time. It took a long time to get you here, but I'm glad you came. Thank you very much, Mr.
Harrison. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison.
Thank you.
Thank you.